Philip's Ample PhD, certain period, today's date is 12/21/2023. Dictation is for Miss Jenny Taras. Taras spells T-A-R-A-S. Jenny spells J-A-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 09/29/1966. This is a 57-year-old female, here for a routine follow-up period. Miss Taras has a history of hypertension. Peripheral vascular disease, tobacco use disorder, anxiety, depression, recurrent otitis media, and bronchitis. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says she has the following complaints. A review of system, patient reports right ear pain, says pain is approximately 6/10, says she usually have ear infection, symptoms are similar, next line reports runny nose, next line reports cough. She says she has some chest discomfort with cough, but not quite chest pain, period. Next paragraph. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, says she's eating or drinking well, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 162/75. Repeat blood pressure is 159/90. Pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous, and edematous terminates. Next paragraph, right ear. Erythematous TM, dull to light reflex. Effusion is present. Effusion appears, the fluid appears purulent. Negative trigger tug, negative mastoid tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity, no mandibular signs, brain paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort, mild expiratory wheezes, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, 93, cranial nerve, sutures is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is tobacco use disorder. Number two, acute bronchitis. Number three, otitis media. Number four, hypertension. Number five, seasonal allergies. Number six, vitamin D deficiency. Number seven, acute rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, vitamin D, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 9 days. Number 30, next medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 14 days. Number 14, next paragraph. Next medication, erythromycin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days. Number 30, advice to increase fluids to work on reducing cigarette smokes. Says she understands and will make an effort, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation. Correction. Patient's labs were reviewed. Patient had labs drawn on 11/04/2023. Her cholesterol was mildly elevated. That total cholesterol, 220. Triglycerides 182, LDL at 142, and HDL at 46. These numbers, while elevated, does not represent a significant abnormality which requires intervention at the moment. But we discuss lifestyle changes, and she indicated that she will make effort to change her diet and to do exercises as tolerated, period. Next paragraph, She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.